Hello and welcome to a Tuesday, June 12th edition of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I'm your host, Harris, and we are getting on today with Game 3 of the NBA Finals with Dallas after two pretty comprehensive and disappointing losses for them, coming back home into Dallas to try and keep this series effectively alive. As we know, no one comes back from 3-0 down. But Dallas gets to get back home, likely have a little bit of luck coming their way as far as either injury is concerned with regards to Kristaps Porzingis, or even if he does end up playing, definitely limited with some of what we've been seeing with reports as far as his lower leg is concerned. But we'll get into that really soon. As always, if you haven't gotten yourself subscribed as of yet to the DFS Pass on Sports Ethos, make sure you're getting on that, getting all of our amazing content at your fingertips, in your ears, just everywhere, getting immersed with some of the best the DFS world has to offer. Our DFS deliveries, our DFS podcasts, and of course, access to our Discord, where you get to connect with longtime DFS pros on our Discord channel all the way up until lineup lock to really give you all of the edge that you're going to need to keep yourself ahead of the game and on top of your competition. And of course, the podcast is also sponsored by Bet Online, which is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or even unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today, get in on the action, use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. But speaking of the game, jumping right into what has been a bit of a tough series as far as Dallas is concerned so far, really haven't found a way to penetrate consistently that interior defense of the Boston Celtics, and of course Kyrie has been having an absolute nightmare of a series. I'm happy to admit that I was, not happy, just sad to admit, but the reality of it is that he has not had a good time. The revenge narrative has not worked, and his shooting is just taking such a nosedive that at this point it's just hard to understand what's going on. For him to now have two games where he hasn't been able to hit a single three-pointer in the series, and in general has just looked completely and utterly out of it as far as the offense is concerned. Now you can say some of that could be, you know, the crowd that he's facing, the environment, maybe getting a little too amped to be able to get going, but the reality is that he has not been a factor in this series as of yet. So an opportunity to be away from Boston, being able to go back home and hopefully get a little bit more of a footing in his individual game, could go a long way as far as Dallas's chances are concerned if they are to try and make a contest of this NBA Finals so far. As far as the odds are concerned, looks like Vegas is banking on Dallas being able to pull one back in this one. The total for this game sitting at 213.5, with the Dallas Mavericks favored at 2.5 points to be able to go ahead and get one over on the Celtics in this. Now, of course, as far as DFS is concerned, we're going to focus on GPP. One game matchups are just way, way too variable to look at the cash side as far as I'm concerned. So GPP showdown focus is going to be there. We're going to be looking through six plays to be able to get your lineup together, a salary of $50,000. Of course, the focus on who your captain is going to be for that 1.5x on their DK points, and of course, the corresponding salary to go with that as well. And really starting with that over there. Now, from a full-on performance standpoint, it's really just been Luka Doncic, who, as far as pure high-level performance for their salary, has been doing decently as far as their value is concerned. Obviously, in the last game, had an excellent 32-point triple-double en route to 72 DK points over there. And he has been the one shining light as far as Dallas's offense is concerned so far. And even though he is still kind of dealing with a little bit of a niggle, his chest has been a problem, a couple of things that are obviously not 100% as far as Luka is concerned, but he is absolutely going to keep fighting through that. So I think that is, as far as I try to avoid, you know, maybe spending up all the way at the top for the salary, because he is sitting at 20,700 if you were to take him as your captain. I think there are opportunities to be able to potentially do that over here and then try and get some of the value back with some of the more kind of mid-tier and lower-end plays who have been doing pretty well so far as their individual performances are concerned. So he is a potentially viable option for me as far as MVP is concerned. On the other hand, to be a little bit more, I'd say, contrarian, and also just to be able to have a little bit more salary to be able to go back, I think Jrue Holiday is a sneaky option to be able to take as your captain as well. From a impact on the floor standpoint, we got to see it in the last game. We actually had the stat line to back it up as well, en route to 50 DK points on here. But he has been an absolute menace on the floor so far, and in many ways has been, to me, defensively, the biggest factor that's really changed things around. Now we know Jason Kidd has been talking about how Jaylen Brown has been the best player and has been doing a lot of great things, which is true. He has been playing really well so far in this finals up until now. But outside the stat line, in terms of impact, it's really been that addition of Jrue Holiday on the perimeter defense that has really transformed how confident and really how calm the Boston Celtics have remained as far as this entire finals have gone so far. Of course, trying to end a pretty long drought as far as their finals appearances and results are concerned. And obviously, with this generation of Celtics talent being touted to be one of the best in recent years, for them not to have gone and won the big one as of yet is something they are absolutely just chomping at the bit to be able to go ahead and get rid of here. So going back, Jrue Holiday at 10,500, I think, is an excellent option as well to be able to throw in as your captain, which gives you 39,500 to be able to work with salary-wise and get some of these other options on the floor over here. So we'll talk with Jrue as being a captain option here, just to see the other options that do come up as a result of that. So with that 1.5x salary boost gone, Luka Doncic at 13,800 is definitely going to be somewhere that I'm going to be looking to be able to go ahead and cap off the performance there. He's just doing far too well to go ahead and leave out on here. And really, the question that you're going to have to ask yourself is, which Kyrie Irving are we going to see coming back onto the floor here? You know, at the price of 8,800, it's not that his price tag is bad by any means over there. He's definitely shown the ability to be able to get to that level on a consistent basis in this playoffs. But so far in this series, that has definitely not been the case over here, and he's absolutely not enjoying the defensive looks that are being thrown on him so far. So we'll have to see whether he can turn that around on the Dallas side coming back home over here. Now, because of his two dud performances, he could very well find himself with a lower percentage of ownership, with people being more inclined to take a safer route with a Jason Tatum or a Jaylen Brown, even though they necessarily haven't lit the world on fire as far as pure DK points are concerned, but they have shown themselves to have a safer floor as far as their performance is going. But I'm interested in taking Kyrie Irving over here, not, like I said, as my captain or anything like that. That's a bit too risky, in my opinion. But because there are some cheaper options that I do believe in, especially given what I am going to say, that it's unlikely that the Kristaps Porzingis injury is going to allow him to be able to get on the floor. We'll have to see what that actually impacts on here. Now, we know Porzingis wants to play himself, but it's ultimately going to be the Celtics management decision to be able to do that. And you know, given the fact that he was in a walking boot just the day prior to the game, it just seems like it would be a risk not worth taking for them to be able to go ahead and throw him out there. But it is the NBA Finals, so we never know what that's going to end up looking like as far as their rotation is concerned. But I'm willing to bet that Al Horford is going to get more minutes and more opportunity in this game now. He's had a solid series by his standards so far, averaging about 24, 25 DK points in the two games that he's played so far in the series. If he can get even a couple more minutes on there at 5,600, definitely someone that's worth taking the I don't want to say dart throw even, but a solid option to be able to go ahead and round out the lineup. And that same scenario goes through for Derrick Jones Jr. for me as well. Sitting at 4,600 over here, we know just how important he is to the Dallas defense especially, but also the capability of him to be able to get some of those corner threes and open up a little bit more of the Dallas offense. He has struggled so far. In fact, hasn't even attempted nearly the amount of threes that he was slightly earlier on in a previous series over there. He's only 1 for 5 from downtown so far, but that could very quickly change. And we still saw him have a very decent stat line, a little bit of a sprinkling of everything across the board in the 32 minutes he played in game two here. And I expect that his performances and his requirement as far as the offense is concerned is going to be more prevalent now. that he is going to be getting back home. Purely from a home versus away perspective, he actually averages nearly 4 DK points more at home while shooting 6% better from the field and a staggering 11% better from three at home. So it's definitely holding true for him that role players shoot better at home, and for Dallas to be able to keep it going, they are going to need a little bit more from Derrick Jones on the offensive end. So for him sitting at 4,600 is definitely someone to deeply consider over here, because that does leave you with enough potential cash to be able to look at some of these other mid-tier values, where if you do think that, for example, PJ Washington, who has actually been a pretty decent player so far in this series, averaging about 27 DK points for his 6,200, that is one that you can go ahead and get yourself locked in over here. The other option is also a Daniel Gafford, who had a 13 and 9 game in the last one. And again, without the size of Kristaps Porzingis and his, of course, unicorn ability to be able to play inside and outside, you probably will have Gafford getting the opportunity to be a little bit more involved on the offensive as well as the rebounding end in general. So that 13 and 9 game that he had in the last one in just 23 minutes should be something that he would be able to replicate on this one as well. So yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about kind of leaving a potential salary on the floor or anything like that. You could very well take Daniel Gafford, and then in that case, even if you aren't necessarily sold on Derrick Jones, that does leave you with enough salary to be able to get, say, a PJ Washington instead for that 6,200 price tag, and giving you a little bit more upside with that price that comes with it. Now, on the other hand, if we go back to what we were talking about at the beginning, and you went all the way with Luka Doncic, then you're going to be left with 29,300 for the remaining five utility picks over there. In which case, you are going to have to get a little bit more creative with some of these picks that we've spoken about so far. You're likely going to find yourself in a scenario here where you can basically take the guys that we had spoken about up until now, but you would be left with a little less salary to be able to work if those options aren't necessarily working out. So you probably will have to take a Daniel Gafford. You don't necessarily get the opportunity to maybe get yourself snuck into someone like a Derek White if that is working with regards to how your salary is looking. You may have to decide if Drew is the way you want to go as far as pure utility is concerned at 7,000, or if you want to spend that extra 400 and get Derek White in there instead. So a couple of potential options to be able to look at. As I said, I think those 7 to 8 options that we've spoken about so far are going to be kind of the key areas of value as far as I'm concerned. But of course, I said, in these kind of scenarios where Dallas is at home and absolutely fighting for their lives, they're going to put everything they can out there. So perhaps Derek Lively, who has had a bad series for his standards, especially after the levels of, I won't say greatness, but just the levels of solid performance that he ended up showing in that Minnesota series, where he pretty much couldn't miss from the field, was an absolute monster on the offensive boards, and just in general looked a lot more engaged and involved with what's happening. On here, he found himself in big foul trouble in the first game and really was just a non-factor and pretty passive as far as the second game was concerned. So I'm less high on him than I am on, say, someone like a Daniel Gafford to be able to go and make a big impact over here. Same thing with the aside of Derrick Jones Jr. as well. So those would be kind of my focuses as far as Dallas is concerned. That being said, if you are thinking that Boston itself is going to be the team that will go ahead and just close things out effectively in the series, then maybe they'll get the opportunity to be able to play a little bit more of some of these role players that have gone ahead and gotten thrown out on there. So if you're looking for some dart throws to be able to get right at the bottom over here, and then maybe spend that little bit more money and get yourself a Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, then you can potentially think about a Peyton Pritchard or a Sam Hauser as those GPP dart throws at 3,000 or less, and have a little bit extra salary to be able to spend up on some of these other potential options over here as well, and try and round it out that way. Because it obviously looks nice to be able to have a lineup where you have a Doncic and a Tatum, or a Doncic and a Brown together, and then have some value picks to be able to go ahead and round out the lineup. But then you are very much banking on one of these dart throws to hit at least at that 4 to 5x mark to make it somewhat worth taking, rather than obviously just having them be a complete dud and then be left with left with the other stars having to make up for a lack of performance there. But again, not having to go through this for so long, and we're about 15 minutes into this, and I think that gives a good idea in terms of how I'm focusing on as far as this lineup is concerned. Definitely hit me up on Twitter, on Instagram, and talk through how you've been liking the finals so far. What are your thoughts in terms of where this series is headed? If Dallas is going to be able to extend this further, are we going to get back to 2-1 here, or is it going to be 3-zip and pretty much the end of the Dallas Mavericks challenge as far as this specific season goes? You can hit me up at HAK underscore devil on each of those platforms and talk through exactly that. But until then, let's take down some of these GPPs. And again, make sure to get yourself onto that DFS pass and on Bet Online, where once again, you can use that promo code BELIEV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And the game starts here. Take care, and let's take down some of these GPPs.